With a 4-year extension on his corner office job, Governor Patrick is planning his agenda. The governor says he'll build on what he learned from his first term in office. Governor Patrick joins us this morning so that we can learn more about what that means. Good morning, Governor, and thanks for speaking with us.
Bob, thank you for having me. Good morning to you.
Governor, you've already met with your cabinet. You've signaled that creating jobs, cutting unemployment, and reducing health care costs are top priorities. What's the top? What are you going to try to do first?
Well, number one is continuing to expand our opportunities, getting people back to work. And that's the strategy that's been based on education, innovation, and infrastructure. It's a working strategy. It's why we're adding jobs faster than 46 other states. We want to keep that going. I think the biggest legislative push is going to be around payment reform, which is the strategy to get the cost of health care down. And that'll start in January.
So how are you going to pursue the jobs initiative to try and bring new jobs or expand companies here?
Well, it's very much as we have been. It's job by job, company by company. For small businesses in particular, their biggest concerns are the cost of health care and access to capital. And we have some tools now, thanks to legislation that I signed in August, to help with that. But, for example, I'll be down in Washington this afternoon and have an opportunity to talk with officials in the Obama administration about contracts that are important to companies here that would create jobs, and I do that on a regular basis. I did yesterday, for that matter. So it's very much the kind of, I don't know if the right term is blocking and tackling, but it's bringing people together, bringing investors together with prospects here in the Commonwealth, encouraging individual companies to grow jobs and to do it everywhere in the Commonwealth.
Pretty much everybody is going to want to know, and know quickly, how you're going to deal with the expected $2 billion state budget shortfall in the next budget. The consensus among budget watchers is that there's no way to do it without big cuts. What's coming on that score?
Well, there are going to be some further challenges in the budget, no doubt about it. But because we have invested in growth, we're getting growth. And with the unemployment rate having gone down to 8.4% in September, the largest single monthly drop in over 30 years. We've got more people going back to work, and that means that's good news for them and their families. It's also good news in terms of state revenue. We were $200 million over benchmark in October and in September, the second month then in a row, and that will continue.
But there will have to be budget cuts, Governor.
And I said that at the outset, and I'm also pleased that we're able to not use any rainy day funds this year because we've had some additional help from the federal government, so that between the growth and between the rainy day funds, the budget gap we expect will be quite a bit smaller than what's been projected.
Will there have to be state employee layoffs or cuts in local aid?
Well, I think we're going to have to look at all that, and the way we look at that and the timing for looking at that depends on what the consensus revenue number is, and that gets sorted out next month, December, and into January.
Are higher taxes and or fees on the table or off the table?
They're off the table.
What of your opponent Charlie Baker's many proposals might you take a second look at? For example, cutting red tape, reducing regulations to attract new businesses maybe?
Well, we've done a lot of that already. You know, we cut the time it takes to get state permitting from an average of 2 years, over 2 years before I took office, to 6 months now, 3 months in the case of new insurance products. And I think that has made a big difference and one of the reasons why we continue to have jobs faster than most other parts of the country, most of the states in the country. One of the ideas that he talked about in the campaign and that I talked about in the campaign as thinking a good one is how we provide the same kind of one-stop shopping. These are my terms, Bob, not his. But one-stop shopping for people who are eligible for human services that we do today for business. And it's something, in fact, we started piloting more than 2 years ago through a program called Community Flexible Support. I think there are some savings there to be gained, and I want to continue to pursue that.
Governor, what do you make of the Massachusetts election results in a national context? Outside of Connecticut, which has a congressional delegation half our size, we have 10, we're the only major industrialized state to send all Democrats to the House in Washington.
I'm looking forward to building a strong and stronger relationship with anybody who is interested in advancing the best interests of the whole of the Commonwealth. I'm proud to be a Democrat, but I'm not serving as governor of the Democrats. I'm serving as governor of the folks who voted for me and the ones who didn't, the ones who agree and the ones who don't with any given policy choice. And as long as we have, and I believe we do in our delegation, people who have that, who bring that spirit to the work, then we'll get a lot done.
Do you think the election result raises your national profile? Is it something you seek?
Well, I'm not looking for national office. I am very keen to help the president advance his agenda, and I'm proud of the fact that his agenda is so closely aligned with ours in terms of universal health care, in terms of raising academic standards and achievement, in terms of the emphasis on clean energy, and his interest in reinvesting in our infrastructure, which I think is so enormously important. It's the unglamorous part of governing, Bob, but it's been neglected for so long here in the Commonwealth on account of the big dig in large measure, but nationally it's also true. So I'm looking forward to working with him in any way that that he thinks I can help.
Governor Patrick, thank you for your time this morning. Take care of this new cold.
Thank you, Bob. I appreciate it. Thanks for having me on.